2S2 good times and great music. Pete Bramett here this afternoon. Time to speak to our naturopath, Mim Bean from beamingwithhealth.com.au. How are you, Mim?
Good, Pete, and you?
Yeah, pretty good. Now, early in the week, I speak to a nutritionist called Matty O'Neill, and he spoke about our hormones. And you're going to speak about something similar to that, affecting the ladies in regard to, like, a hormonal problem. What would that be, Mim?
Pete, it's called PCOS, which stands for Polycystic Ovarian Syndrome. And although you may not have heard about it, it affects about 400,000 Australian women. And so one of the big symptoms is infertility. So if you're wanting to conceive, that's a big problem.
Okay.
The symptoms, although there can be, when on a scan, some cysts on the ovaries, it's actually not the main problem. The periods can be very irregular, usually missing periods. And the women who have this condition often are overweight, and they find it really, really difficult to decrease their weight. And this is because it's linked with diabetes. Not that everyone with PCOS will have diabetes, there's something amiss with their insulin resistance.
Can this go undetected, Mim, and the ladies for a while? They might know they've got this?
Absolutely.
Yeah? In fact,
it's only been recently, in the past 10 years, I guess, it's been a much more commonly diagnosed condition.
Yeah.
And it can be found on hormone tests. But usually it's the symptoms, and the symptoms also in missing periods, increased body hair where you don't want it, kind of so around the legs, the facial hair, and about around the nipples even, there's more hair. It's kind of has a masculinizing effect too. So it's, and acne is the other. So skin problems, increased hair, and erratic periods are the main, and also weight gain, are the main symptoms that would lead someone to the diagnosis of PCOS.
So are we talking a certain age group with the ladies with this?
Look, it can occur from the time someone gets their periods, so from 12 or 13, or even younger. But, you know, in the 20s and 30s, and particularly when a woman's trying to conceive, so, you know, nowadays it's 30s, it's much more of a problem.
All right. So, what can we do to sort of help with this?
The big thing is actually diet.
Yeah.
It's not that a poor diet has caused the problem, because there's a big genetic link here.
Mm.
But a diet that's actually also helpful for diabetes really makes a big difference. So, of course, I'm going to say no sugar. And it's having all low glycemic foods, so foods that decrease the rise of glucose into the bloodstream, having protein with each meal. So reducing starches. I've got all of that on my website, but that's really, really important. Also, there are some great herbs that help with PCOS. Chase tree, or also known as Vitex agnus castus, which is lovely hormonal normalizer. I recommend that. And then there's a combination of herbs that is used in traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, and it's peyote and licorice. And I use that with great effect. So things can be done for this condition. It is really quite distressing. And, with the way, with those group of symptoms, it may not appear hormonal first inspection, but it definitely is, and it's more common than you think.
So you got more info on your website?
I do indeed, Pete.
So it's beamingwithhealth.com.au.
Well,
one quick question, Mim, before you go. Without notice, you ready? We often hear about sugar. What's your take on sugar? Get rid of it? Limited
Satan's
quantities?
Satan's crystals.
Are they? You don't like them, Mim?
I do not like sugar at all. It's one of the main things I ask my patients to get off, and they do with difficulty, but invariably people feel better. We did not evolve with access to that kind of refined carbohydrate.
All right. Well, what about sugar alternatives like Equal and that sort of stuff?
I'm not keen on that.
No?
Because I think it's dangerous, because I think there's enough tests to show that it's not. All of those aspartame and so on.
Yeah.
But it keeps you in the loop of craving sugar.
Okay, right. Yeah.
So that's my main reason. And also the studies show that people who have those don't lose more weight than people who have sugar.
Right.
So if you're trying to do it for weight loss, there's no point.
Yeah.
And secondly, it keeps you wanting to eat things, and it can really curb that appetite.
Devil's crystals, eh?
That's what I call them.
Mim, thanks for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure, Pete.